Is there room in Reformed theology for creation care, stewardship of resources, and pollution cleanup?
Oh, totally. Why would it even be asked, right? I mean, Reformed theology is a vision of God's sovereignty over the planet that he made, and he has a eternal purpose for it. He's not going to throw it away on the trash heap of the universe. I don't think 2 Peter 3, when it talks about being burned up, I don't think he means junk that universe, start over with another one. I think it means cleansed, like a forest fire might cleanse Mount St. Helens, and then bang, it's glorious again. Only he can shorten that down to minutes rather than decades. So this universe we live on is God's. He made it. He made it good. It's a mess right now, both in sin and in catastrophes, and it isn't always going to be this way. It's going to turn around someday. So we're living on a planet and in a universe that's going to always be here, and God will renew it. So it matters, I think, to him that we care for it. Now, that's one set of arguments. The more important argument, I think, and this is not unique to Reformed theology, neither is that one for that matter, but loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. I mean, I don't think the argument from the fact that this earth is going to be renovated someday into a new heavens is the best argument for why you should care about clean water. You care about clean water because you love your neighbor and your grandkids and people in general. You want to reduce suffering. The way I talk about our commitment to physical, social things and spiritual things is, at Bethlehem, I want us to care a lot about and work toward eliminating suffering, especially eternal suffering. That's the order. Suffering. Like, you drink this water, you get dysentery, and you die. Well, no, let's fix that if we can. Okay? And you release this kind of garbage from your city. It all goes in the river downstream. All fish die. And the ecological thing gets all broken out of joint. Well, go do some filtering upstream. Yeah, put that in place. So I think the best argument for environmental concerns is love for people, not love for Mother Earth. Like, who cares about Mother Earth as a mother? Earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It's his, and he meant it to serve people. He put us here to enjoy it. And so if we mess it up, we're hurting people. That would be why I think whether Reformed theology or some other kind, those two things, this earth is going to be there forever, and God cares about it, and loving people means you care about how the environment hurts them.